8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. It's Kat Kerr again, and I'm so excited. This stuff has just been blasting around the world. We are so excited since our launch. You know, we are now on episode 3, but we're going to start calling it a show. Because I remember when the Father told me in 2016, the show is about to begin, and it's already begun. So we will say show number 3. Glad you're here. I hope you've been enjoying what we've been talking about. We have so many revelations to share with you. We've come up with a sort of a little program, but you know, we can change it anytime we want to. But for now, we're going to start with a few minutes of revelation and then let Jen do her little announcement break. And then we will go into a Q&A session with Kat Kerr and Professor Jen. Woohoo! So tonight, which is January the 30th, 2018, here in Jacksonville, Florida. I wish you all were here. However, we're going to talk about scrolls of time tonight. Doesn't that sound exciting? It is, because we know here at One Quest how God measures time. He does not go by man's calendar. He doesn't go by really anybody's calendar. He doesn't count time by days. He counts it by events. And we're entering into a whole new event in this new time on earth. It's called a season of destiny. So scrolls of time, why do we say that? God writes things in scrolls. It talks about the scrolls in the Word of God. Sometimes it may be a book, because I know it talks about how he writes every day of our life in a book. Before we were born, he knew us before we began to breathe. I may touch on that tonight also, because it is an event that happened on this earth. So right now we're having a new event called the Kingdom Age. And in this time right now, we're in a new season called a season of destiny. Truly, maybe about 2 years ago, there was a scroll of time taken in heaven and it was opened. And it's called the Now Time of God. That means what we're doing right now on the earth as believers and what heaven is focused on is what God wants done right now. Not what he's planning for 100 years from now, not what he did 100 years ago, but what is on his agenda right now for us. Many different things are on his agenda right now. One of those, of course, we knew in 2016 was announced that America was going to change. Our government was going to be shifted towards the light and away from the darkness. God does have an agenda to make America greater than it ever has been before. It's become a pattern for other leaders of other countries to follow after if they want their country to be free of violence. Let the people prosper, let building and inventions happen, have it safer, kick the terrorists out, okay? God has a government in heaven, and when darkness showed up, he kicked it out on a lightning bolt. Too bad we can't do that down here, right? So anyway, this is a powerful time to be alive. You keep hearing me say that, but so many new things are going to happen in the earth. This is not a time to run and hide. I think my mom made that statement on our last show. Stop going to the hills and sharing your sea rations with the raccoons, okay? However, she said she would give them all the raccoons if she could. We don't have sea rations here in our office, and we don't want them either. Because God is our supplier, he's our provider, and he's our protector. And the more you realize and understand who you are and how you lived in him before you came to this earth, he really is your father. And so in his scrolls of time and all the eternity that has already passed, when something significant comes, they open a scroll of time. And so we're going to start talking right now what's coming for the future. A lot of greatness, a lot of powerful things. The darkness being crushed, being pushed back, until at one point, Satan will have to build regions of darkness for people to go sin in, commit crimes in, and die from sickness and disease in. Because God's plan is to create regions of light and glory. And in those regions, sickness cannot abide, crime will not be able to be there, and neither will evil. Demons will literally flee from the cities of light like dust. And I was shown that back in 1998. How about that? We're going to go back in time for a minute. In 1998, I got baptized in fire and for 8 hours laid on the floor of our church sanctuary until they locked me in with a security guard because my pastor wouldn't let anybody touch me. He was very wise because I was being taken back through time. And I saw a time on the earth when everything would be changed. I'm not talking about the tribulation. Wasn't even close near that time. It's not even close now. This is not the time for the perilous times or the tribulation. Forget it. Just wipe it off your sheet, cross through it, whatever you want to do, and get your crown on because this is our time to rule and reign with Christ. In this new season of 2018, you will begin to see a shift for the wealth to come into the hands of the believers. You will see a shift for brand new entrepreneurs, not just in America, but all over the world. You will see a shift in the way people think about a Christian, because we are going to stand up with the true character of Christ, the power and authority that Christ walked in on the earth while he was here. We will begin to do that ourselves, and it will change the mindset, not just of the body of Christ, but of the world itself. So God, in this season of destiny, has opened doors, many doors everywhere, for us to begin to walk in our true destiny, why he put us here and sent us here from himself. And so you need to be excited, because maybe you thought God had forgotten about what he had for you. I don't care if he told you something 20, 30, 40 years ago. That doesn't mean he forgot. That means it wasn't the right time for that to happen. But in the season of destiny, you will see people begin to walk in the call God gave them on their life. It might not be in the fivefold ministry. Every time I say that, people automatically think of the fivefold ministry. Yes, some people will do that. But many people were meant to be business leaders, okay? Even in the political arena, in the governmental arena, in the medical arena, the educational arena, the arts and entertainment arena. In this season right now that you're living in is about to have a shift towards the light and away from the darkness. Because 2018 and even into 19, God told me that he was taking Hollywood. Everybody go woohoo. Woohoo! Boy, is that going to make a major difference in our lives. And even what's shown at the movie theaters, even the things that you watch in your home that are going to be produced, like by other networks or something, it's changing. This world has become more and more focused on who God is. And for a fact, know there is a God. Why will they know that? Because of the way we will have changed our mindset and the way the lifestyle we live to be like on earth as it is in heaven. And I'll share that another time. That's called heaven culture. But in this time, in this scroll that's been opened, it is a season of destiny, a season of open doors for you to step into. And let me tell you, when you step into that season of destiny, that you will not be contending for anything. It will be given. It'll be like walking in a dream that you can't even imagine that this is so easy for you, because God is shifting things for this to happen in this time on the earth. He has to have a time where the body of Christ, they shine like him, that they operate like him, that they think like him. So this is the time to be focused, listen to the Holy Spirit, get your life ready by getting rid of things. You know, I would just encourage you right now, anything you don't want or need in your life, get rid of it. I'm not talking about your family, okay? Not that. Don't go there. Don't say I said to ditch everybody you didn't like or you weren't happy with. Get more love and grace for them, because he wants them to be a part of what he's doing also. No one is unworthy to God. Everyone has a value because he sent him here, right? He timed your birth on this earth and you're here alive right now. That means you're supposed to be a part of what he is doing in the earth. So he has a plan to make things greater, better, more powerful for us, more dominion over the enemy than we've ever had before, working with the host of heaven. That's the host initiative. You'll hear about that also in one of our up and coming podcasts. I know that your hearts are being stirred right now, and if you're a believer, your spirit man is actually jumping on the inside of you, and your angel is rejoicing right now as I'm speaking these words. If you're listening, your own angels that are with you are actually dancing and rejoicing right now, because they know their job is going to be a whole lot easier than it has in the past. So we need to stay focused and make sure you open your ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And if you're going to a place It isn't that God doesn't love your pastors, but if they're still talking about escapism, you're going out in the rapture next week or tomorrow, they just don't know what time it is, because God has a lot of plans for the next several hundred years. There you go. I'm just going to throw it out there for free. The next several hundred years on planet Earth will be some of the greatest years we will ever live or see on this earth. The perilous times are a long way away. We're not even supposed to be focused on them, on the CERN, on the Nephilim, even on the terrorists, because they are of little consequence with the power you have over all the power of the enemy. That's the demonic controlling anything, any group, any person, any plan of the enemy. You have power over that. And in this season, when the scroll's been opened, you're supposed to be ruling as a priest, a lord, or a king. Those are spiritual, eternal levels of authority. Did you think it was all going to end when this earth ended? No, our life just begins when we get on that new earth. But there's still a lot of work to be done. So don't, you know, get rid of escapism. Don't talk about doom and gloom. You'll fill your soul with that so much you actually believe it's going to happen. Okay, like in the election, I'm sorry, but the Democrats are probably still having therapy. Because I heard the State of the Union address by President Trump tonight, and it was powerful. It was exciting. And every time he opened his mouth, life and hope for a future came out of it. He is with God and wants God to be a part of our country. And Father, I declare that every leader of every country will listen, Father, to that State of the Union address by President Trump and see the changes that have been made, the things that are about to happen in this country, because that man has a plan. And no one's going to take him off that stand. All right? He's got God's hand. Amen, everybody. So stay excited about what God's doing in America. It's going to come to Canada, to Mexico. Any country that literally touches the borders of this country are going to be impacted by what God is doing here. And I know he's going to do something in London. He's going to do something with Israel, Australia. I know a lot of the Asian countries are about to be consumed with waves of God. Okay, I myself will be going to Korea in March. 8 meetings in 10 days in Seoul, Korea. No, I am not afraid of the North Korean leader. I'm not afraid of him, because God also made him. And if he has to, he said he would take him out. Because I also know this. North and South Korea will become one country. How do you like that? Yes, God loves North Korea also. He loves both of them. Korea was created to carry the glory. That's why the devil wants control of it. You can see almost every major country that's been hit hard or controlled by the enemy, like Germany. Germany was meant to carry the glory and release the glory. Germany hasn't even stepped into the fullness of what God made them for, but they will. So you'll see shifts in major governments around the world. You'll see more even Christian leaders go home to heaven. It's their time to go. Their race is over. And God's got people stepping into places already that he's prepared for generations to take and run the race and help lead the body of Christ in this time on the earth. So you're going to see major things happen in other countries. I know I have to kind of end this really quick because we have some more things to say. I just want to encourage you. Those scrolls of time have opened. Your name is written on them. If you're alive and breathing right now, you have a part in what is in those scrolls. We actually have a CD called Now, Scrolls of Time Have Opened. If you want to check out our store, I think you can find it on revealingheaven.com. And I know Jen's over there going, man, that's my part. Well, I'm going to let her have her part in just a minute, Jen. So hang on. Take another sip of your coffee. You know, for me, this is not late. My life is just starting, okay? I wake up at midnight, but the rest of my staff that are here are actually trying to stay awake long enough to do this podcast. So we speak life and energy and strength into them, God. And okay, I've had my time. My time is up. So just remember these little bullet points, okay? A new scroll of time has been opened in heaven. God created time himself. And one day we won't need it anymore. That doesn't mean you won't exist. That means there'll be no time, no limit to time or space for you. The places you can go, how long you stay somewhere. There's no alarm clocks, no calendars in heaven. Thank you, God. They have such a life of blessing and ease up there, but new things are coming to the earth, and you need to be involved in that. So God bless you. God keep you. God multiply your finances, your life with Him, your love for others, and may the host go with you. Woohoo. Okay, Jen, there you go, Professor Jen.
Well, I was going to interject and ask you to expound a little bit on the scrolls. And I wanted to know, is there a place in heaven, like a room full of scrolls, where you can go and read them? And I know from experience with you that scrolls can talk. And if you would like to share a little bit about that before we go into the Q&A session.
Well, anything they have in heaven is going to be way beyond anything we have here. And I've said many times that everything in heaven is alive. Like the ground has life.
Yes.
The water and the crystal sea can have like water spouts come up and they have faces and they will actually sing. The trees are alive in heaven and they will actually dance with you. So will the flowers. So why not a living scroll? There are living scrolls in heaven. They have faces. They have a face like you and I, similar. And they are sent to earth and delivered to people and they will actually read their self. I'm taking you out beyond and off the edge right now.
Good.
There are what God likes to name things, halls. Like there's the hall of knowledge. There's the hall of the mantles. Many things in
hall
heaven.
Hall of nations.
Yes, the hall of nations. Many things we haven't even discussed with you yet. But yes, there is. There's libraries in heaven. Now, these are different places. They have a library in heaven. That's different than the Hall of Knowledge, mm-hmm. where you can go in and you pull a book out of this thing that floats in the air. When you open it, that book itself will be like a movie and you watch the book.
So cool.
When I say scroll, I know Jen knows.
Yes.
I'm not talking about just a piece of paper rolled up, okay? That's not what we're saying. The scrolls of time that have been opened are also alive. And everyone in heaven can go see them, read them. They can even know what the future is for certain family members to go and read these scrolls. And yet you also have a book that when you get to heaven, the Father will literally give you that book that He wrote about you before He sent you to this earth. And you were already you, by the way, since you're going to get this part for free, since you brought it up. I already said we lived in God before we came here. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. That means you lived in God. You moved in and out on the rays of the rainbow. You didn't live somewhere in heaven. You lived in Him. It says, He is our Father. We are His offspring. And you've always been with Him until He made this earth and then sent you here. So we have powerful, amazing revelation God's given us. So yes, there are ways people can read scrolls in heaven. And this is a whole, yes, we know about the scrolls being sent to earth and they're alive and they read themselves to you because we're not talking about this earth. You need to take your mind, like I tell everybody, and set it on a shelf, your natural mind. Don't try to reason things God says. The word says your spirit man can discern the things of God. So get ready for exciting things to happen.
Awesome. Okay. Now I'm going to go to our Q&A session. But before I ask you questions from people, we did a little fun thing over the weekend. We did a Q&A session on the street.
Awesome.
And we were at a restaurant out in the Jacks Beach area and decided to ask a random person on the street if they could ask you a question about heaven, what would they ask? So we're going to go ahead and go to that question right now.
My question for the Arthur. Okay. Is Jesus really nice and when you go to heaven and back?
So his question, which really touched my heart when he asked it, because it just goes to show you that people of the world want to know this. And he basically just really, his only question was, is Jesus really nice? Which just really was sweet and endearing. So I'll let you go ahead and answer that.
The answer is absolutely yes. He is nice. He does love everyone. He cares very much for them. Even those who do not understand Him, or even those who don't know Him, even those who hate Him. He died on that cross for everybody, regardless of who they were, where they were. And of course, He already knew forward in time who would receive Him. But His hope is that everyone comes to know Him. The Bible says that they desire even the vilest sinner be set free. So Jesus They always ask me, what is he like? He looks like love. Oh. Waves of eternal love will begin to consume your very being. And you feel like you're electrified when those waves of love begin to penetrate you. And then you feel this ultimate love that he has for you. And when that happens, you really understand, how can he love people even though they're not nice, even though they do bad things? How can he love them? Because they came from the Father. He knows this. He was willing to come, change his very appearance, live on this earth as a man, take that cup in the garden, which, by the way, was every sin that could ever be committed. There would be no point in him just dying on the cross. Any man could do that. But he had to be willing to take all the sins of the world in him. And that's what was nailed to the cross. That's why you need him. That's why you need him to cleanse away all your sin. And so his hope is that everyone comes to know him. But he is absolute love.
Oh,
in heaven,
wonderful.
Everybody wants to be with him also.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you were able to answer that. And we're going to try to do these questions on the street randomly. We're not sure when and where we'll do them, you know, whenever we're led to do it. So
it's exciting to hear what the world wants to know, though.
Yeah, it's really, it's a different perspective, because it's people that don't even know you, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's really neat to see what the world's question would be, mm-hmm. you know, if they could ask someone who's been to heaven what it's like.
Okay,
so before I go into a couple more questions, we had someone ask if you could clarify something from the last podcast when you were talking about 444. They couldn't quite understand if you were saying path, past, or pass. Okay. So if you could just clarify for them, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, was that in our launch or was that in the Angel Tribes?
Oh, no, that was the launch one.
That was the first one we did. It was. Yeah. Because I was telling people, more now than ever before, God is speaking to us in numbers, which he's actually never personally done to me, but he did tell me he was going to start. So if you see the numbers 111 repeated, like one, like twice, three or four times, he said in this time, the number one repeatedly done, like in a, it could be in a time, it could be in a sign, anywhere you can see it, it means God's priority.
Okay.
And he's confirming to you, usually, yes, you are hearing his priority. The number two, he said, meant me and you and me. That means he was together with you no matter what was going on. The number three, like 333, means God's approval.
Yes.
So if you're doing something or wondering, what does he think about this? Am I in the right place? That means if you see that, like on a clock, like I said, on a sign, on a piece of paper, anywhere, which is happening everywhere in the world right now with believers, that number means God is approving. And then if you see 444, which is what they're asking about,
yes,
that means you're on God's path. That means the direction he's taking in your life. If you're going forward with what you believe he's told you, and then you see that number show up several times, even over a course of days, we're still seeing that number 444. We see it almost every day somewhere. That means we are on God's path for us, for what he's called us to do. And of course, we know 5 means grace, mm-hmm. 7 means completion, 8 means new beginnings. But I know specifically, and I know those other numbers, God may have told you it meant something else in some other time. But right now, generally throughout the body, they're seeing 3s duplicated, 4s duplicated, 5s, of course, for grace. We need a lot of grace.
Yes.
So if you need more, ask for it, okay?
Yes, that's very true. Okay, so this seems to be a question that's really on quite a few people's minds, because I actually have 3 people that have asked the same question. So Holly, Juliet, and Ricardo would like to know, when God kicked out Lucifer and his angels that he was over, did he create more angels to replace them? And is he still creating angels now? So this kind of pertains to the Angel Tribes podcast we did. So they would like to know the answer to that.
I do know one thing for sure. He did not create new angels to take the place of the worship angels. 1/3 of the angels in heaven were all warring angels. They were called the host, and they were under Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Another 1/3 of the angels in heaven were worship angels, and they were under Lucifer. Okay, they were created to worship God. That was their purpose. They were tribes of angels, worship angels. Now, not every single worship angel in heaven. The seraphim didn't get taken in by Lucifer. The seraphim did, and several other ones that did not follow him. But the ones directly under him, they would come to the throne room when Lucifer would step inside God and lead worship from inside that holy place. And all the angels would join on with it. Those one-third of the angels were the ones that chose Lucifer over God, and all one-third of them were kicked out of heaven. They were not recreated.
Okay.
We take their place. We do. That's why Satan hates it when we worship. That's why these wicked angels that became the demons, just to throw it in there for free, Satan is not manufacturing demons somewhere. Okay? He can't create life. He can only ruin it, kill, steal, and destroy it, and twist it. But all those angels that fell with him, the more evil they became, their very appearance changed. So people always say, where did the demons come from? They were that one-third of the angels that were kicked out from heaven with Lucifer. And so we are, it's our job and our privilege and honor to worship God in heaven. And when you do that inside the Father, this blue, beautiful fire burns up inside of him. This passion for us burns up inside of him. It hits the stones of fire inside of him and pushes the rainbow out of him. It gives him great delight. Your worship turns into incense. When you're worshiping at home, in church, in the street, wherever you're worshiping God, these courier angels come from Gabriel and they collect all of the worship. And it goes in these beautiful, like purple, huge vials that look like they have like a little lip on them, and it clips, collects it, and it turns into golden incense, and they go up to heaven and pour it in this bowl before the altar, and you literally can smell the aroma of our praise throughout the whole throne room. So he didn't replace those angels. I would think he probably was creating them up to a certain point, but I do know this, every angel had to be tested. Mm-hmm. That's why we get tested. They lived with God, and every angel in heaven was tested by Lucifer to try to see if he could win them over. They only got to choose once. They can never, ever repent. And there are people saying God's going to forgive all of them. No, he's not. They chose once because they lived with him. They knew who he was. They knew who Lucifer was. They chose a created being, so they can't, none of them, repent. They will eventually all be in the lake of fire with him and all the wicked people of the earth. So there you go. I think that probably answers your question.
That did. And I'd like to expound on that too, because you said we replaced the angels that worship. So that explains a lot why Satan corrupts music.
Music, absolutely.
So badly, because he doesn't want worship or music or anything to glorify God.
Well, he was anointed to create glory through his worship. He didn't just have pipes and tabrets in him. Read Ezekiel 28, anyone who's wondering what I'm talking about. It talks about how God, what Lucifer looked like when God made him and put the musical instruments in his very being, thousands of gems on him to create glory. But he had a voice that was unmatched in heaven. He was the anointed cherub that covereth over the heart of God and led worship from inside that holy place. So he was spectacular in heaven. And it said he trafficked his wares. He went around heaven when he decided he was taking over. He had his own mini concerts in heaven. That's what he did, mm-hmm. to let them know I can create too. I'm a creator. I can create music and sounds. And that's why he tries to steal people's gifts. In the world, whoever will let him control their gifts, that's why the music is so defiled. That come from people, if their heart is dark, then Satan is feeding them those words and those songs to sing and corrupting man to write them. So he wants to control music. He does. And that's why it's so important for us to always worship God.
And guard our hearts.
And guard our hearts to keep darkness out.
Very good. Okay. I'm going to read one more question, and then I think we'll go to some announcements and things. This question is from Charlotte. And she said that...
You mean our buddy Charlotte?
Yes.
Woohoo, Charlotte!
And it's a really sweet question. So
thank you for the unicorn painting, girl.
That's what it kind of pertains to, okay. actually. So that's why I wanted to read it. She that's says awesome. She has painted a picture of her own unicorn mm-hmm. from her imagination. Mm-hmm. And she gave it a name. She calls it Jewel. But she would like to know, is there a unicorn that fits her description that she painted in heaven? Because she would love to have a real one in heaven. And then she said, thank you and God bless you for abundantly. So
there are unicorns in heaven, all over heaven. I've mentioned this before when I've spoken on the platform. And people go, oh, no, that's a myth. That's a fantasy. Unicorns are mentioned 9 times in the Bible. Okay, that's not something little small thing where it showed up once or twice. And I will let you know, Psalms 29 and in Psalms 92, it mentions the unicorn in those two places, and there's 7 other places it mentions. I'm not going to go through all the scriptures, but those I have a great memory of. And I have seen unicorns in heaven myself, and the Father himself has one. And I say this, what your heart desires, he knows what it is. If you ever wanted a dinosaur for a pet, you're going to have a big mansion and a lot of property. And that dinosaur will let you ride them and play with them because everything in heaven is it loves. Everything loves. It loves people, loves God. So nothing's dangerous. Nothing's wild up there. And I would be really surprised if she didn't have that very unicorn on her mansion. And God was probably giving her a vision inside her mind. Like we can imagine places sometimes and see things. Sometimes you're actually seeing things that are real in heaven.
Yeah.
So I would imagine Jewel is up there scampering around, leaping around on her property, Charlotte, just waiting on you to get there one day. So
that's right. That's right.
Just let your, don't say no to everything.
Yes.
You will miss God sometimes. Just receive it and be blessed. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a few announcements and then we'll let Kat end with a blessing. Like she mentioned earlier, she does have products available. She has a book, 2 books she wrote, Revealing Heaven, Volume 1 and Volume 2, which is filled with all kinds of things about heaven and stories of people.
Evidence.
That she was shown in heaven. She didn't know these people, and they're really awesome. I've read both of them. They're amazing. And she is working on Volume 3, but we don't know when it's going to be released because that is entirely up to God, and it's going to be quite larger than the first 2 books and have a lot more illustrations in it. So just bear with her as she's doing this. And she also has CDs and DVDs available. The CDs and DVDs are all different kind of revelations that she talks about. So like, for instance, if you want to know about your gift and calling, she has a CD titled Gifted.
Your natural gift.
Yeah, your natural gift. Mm-hmm. That you're given when you are sent down here by God. If you want to know how to loose things from your soul, she has the Temple CD. There's ones for marriage called Passionate Power.
There's one that talks about you living in God.
Yeah, the ancient paths.
Yeah.
So they're all awesome. Very, very good. And you can get any of these CDs and DVDs and her books along with other products that we have available on her store, which is revealingheaven.com is her website. If you need assistance in figuring out how to order stuff, or you have further questions, or you would even like to request a product catalog, because we have those available, you can call our product and sales zone at 904-527-1943, and one of our awesome team members can help you out with that. So that's the end of what I wanted to say. So Kat, yes. And one other thing, there is, when you're on the podcast site, you'll see an area that says favorite links. And there is a link there that says, donations for Kat. If you are being blessed by all these podcasts and revelations and would love to see more, you know, if you feel led to give a donation, it's greatly appreciated. And it'll take you directly to her treasury page on her website, and there is a video on there of Kat explaining about giving the treasury, and she speaks a blessing over everybody that gives. So that would be really awesome if you guys could do that. So I'm going to let Kat end for the evening.
And I'm so excited you get to come and hear us today. And the revelations and the Q&A sessions, I love it. That precious person in the street, just some random person. And everyone yeah, that wants was really to know sweet. Things. People really do want to know, is there something after this
And
life?
He was really sincere, too.
He was sincere. And so we were blessed to be able to answer his question. So stay tuned for some more podcasts. This is not going to go away. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you follow, correct? Is that right? Follow. And then you'll get notices when we do a podcast, right?
That's right. You'll get emails. If you sign up and do your email, create a password for your, you know, podcast, when we post a podcast, you will...
Well, we're so excited anyway.
You will get emails.
We're still new with this, by the way.
We are.
If you don't know that we're real people, there is no one up here, you know, coaching us on what to say.
No.
You get the real deal. We are the real deal, okay? And we're never going to bore you, no matter what. You won't be bored. And we'll keep you excited, and you'll be hungry for more. You'll be hungry for more.
And we are very excited because we've only done two. This is our third one, like she said, and we are topping the charts.
Yes.
On the podcast world.
We're actually kind of blown away by this, that we only did a couple of them, and they rank you, you know, the Podomatic people, they rank you and where you're at, and all these different hundreds or thousands of podcasts are being made, and we're like, we personally didn't expect to go zippity-zapping up to the top.
I know. And in the category of Christianity... They are
saying we are number one
right now.
Woohoo! Hey, heaven, aren't you excited about that? You all are number one on the charts. We give all the glory to God because He gave us the revelation, and He wants to give you revelation also. So we love you. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father, who shed His blood for everyone to come to heaven. He didn't do that to keep you out. He's the only way there. Read His word. It's never going to pass away. It's eternal. It'll fill you with excitement and expectancy. Ask the Holy Spirit to be your best friend, and He'll move in. So
don't forget to ask for grace every day.
And get up in the morning and say, Father, I ask for and receive grace for this day. And literally, they will send fuel from heaven and fill you with it for that whole day. We have to do it all the time, don't we, Jen? We're watching the clock to make sure we don't let midnight go past here in sunny Florida, which is cold outside right now.
That's right.
We're going to get grace as soon as that thing hits midnight, so we're still nice. So we look forward to having an ongoing relationship with everybody. And yes, we see your comments and... We know all about you from the Holy Spirit, so we're excited for you and what we're about to be in this earth for Him. We do it for Him, with Him, and because of Him. We are going to zap, bam, the enemy, crush the plans of darkness, get our crown on, run a race, and be great for Him in this world.
That's right.
That is your assignment, too, if you're a member of the body of Christ. If not... When we get off this broadcast, when you stop listening, you open and say, Jesus Christ, I just got to have you. I repent of all my sins I've ever done, and I want you to move in and be the Lord of my life, and you will be shocked at what will happen to you. You're going to live an amazing life. Amen.
Amen.